WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The great but under-recognized singer Johnny Adams has been ill, suffering from prostate cancer. He's now at home recovering from surgery he underwent 5 weeks ago. Scott Billington, his producer for the last 15 years at Rounder Records, says three recent fundraisers have been held to raise money for Adams' medical expenses. If his recovery goes well, Billington says Adams will return to the studio and continue work on a Memphis Rhythm and Blues album. Adams is 66 and living in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We want to wish Johnny Adams well, play some of his music, and listen back to an excerpt of a 1992 interview recorded just after a terrific CD he made of songs composed by Doc Pomus. We opened with a song from that CD.
We said goodnight. She meant goodbye. Should have known by the tears in her eyes what you only see what you want it to be. When you're blinded by love, and love sure has blinded me. I held her hand.
Johnny Adams is from New Orleans. He had several regional R&B hits in the late 50s and early 60s. He started off singing in gospel quartets. I asked him what part he used to sing.
I was singing every part but bass.
Uh-huh.
From tenor to fifth, lead to baritone to lead, you know.
As someone who wasn't a church-going person yourself, how did you feel about singing gospel music?
Well, during that time, I did join church. It wasn't the thing that I thought I was going to sing gospel songs that I needed to belong to church. It's that I felt these things in my heart, you know, that... You know what any good Christian should feel. You've got to have this in your heart, not just in your soul. It's got to be in your heart. You have to believe, I guess. And so I eventually joined church, baptized and joined church. And it wasn't a plaything, actually. Like I said, when I started singing in church, I could feel the Holy Spirit before I start singing, as soon as I get into church, you know.
When you stopped singing gospel music, did you stay with the church?
A little while. Then I thought to myself, if I'm going to do rhythm and blues or whatever, that I don't need to be fooling myself about doing rhythm and blues Friday or Saturday and go to church on Sundays and do gospel, because that's a no-no to me. I don't, and still don't believe in that. You have to do one or the other, because you can't serve two. You can go to church naturally and be thankful for your blessings and I'll give thanks for your blessings and whatever, but to, even if I was a musician, you know, to play in the church today and have to go out that same night and play in some club, I'd always think I was doing something wrong. I feel like I was doing something wrong. So I try to do it right and stick to what I'm doing and still be grateful. I still ask for my blessings.
Why did you leave gospel and turn to rhythm and blues? How did that happen?
Well, I guess at the time you become curious, you know, about certain things. Then you want to find out what's on the other side. But in, you know, with the first song I recorded, I was more curious than anything else. And when I recorded I Won't Cry, it became, you know, an instant hit. Not because I was a gospel singer, because of the song itself, I guess. And I don't know, I've been going ever since.
Were you offered that song, or did you ask for that song?
Yes. I used to live in an apartment house along with Doris Alabastri. She used to write songs for Little Richard a while back, you know, like Tutti Frutti and a couple other songs. And she would ask me all the time about doing a song for her, you know. And I would tell her, no, I'm not interested because I'm singing quartet and stuff like this. So I guess out of, I don't know, you'd call it frustration or whatever, during the time, you know, the gospel era with me, you say, well, nothing's happening anyway, so I just as well try this and see what happens. So I thought to myself, why not? You know, so finally I did it. She asked me about a year to do that. And I made up my mind, and we just went on down Rampart Street, and this is where Joe Ruffino had his little studio at the time. And we got together with Dr. John and Edgar Blanchett and the Gondoliers during that time and recorded this I Won't Cry and I Won't Shed a Tear.
It's funny that you and Dr. John go back that far.
Oh, yes.
For our listeners who don't remember the song, could I ask you to sing a couple of lines of it?
Darling, I found out a long time ago you found someone else, you don't need me anymore. But I'll keep on loving you just the same. I won't cry and I won't shed a tear. I'll keep on loving you year after year. Even though you left me, oh, I won't cry.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Adams, do you have a favorite from your new Doc Pomus album?
Yes, I like One More Time. It's a beautiful song. Very pretty song. I like the meaning of the song, in other words. It's a very beautiful story. You know, it talks about whatever you plan to do. If you on a Monday and it doesn't work out, don't give it up. Give it till Tuesday. It's always better. And that's, you know, it's one more time. You give yourself another chance to think it over. And that's the part I like, you know, the meaning I like in the song. It's a beautiful song. One More Time.
Johnny Adams, recorded in 1992. He's been very sick as a result of prostate cancer. We send him our good wishes. If you want to hear more of his music, he has several recordings of rhythm and blues and jazz on Rounder Records.